The best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Mary, who's been sending screenshots of Green Bay vestments to former Catholics, as she has an interest in art. I'd like to have a segment on the symbols of the vestments, perhaps the general fabric types. Whoever chooses the colors has a real eye for effective evangelization. If not you, then who? There are so many symbols on vestments that that's just not something that would take a doctorate, not a radio show. Though I can say who chooses the colors. Well, tradition has chosen the colors, and there are four essential colors. There is green, which is for ordinary time. There is purple, which is for times of penance and fasting, that is Advent and Lent. And there is red, which is the color of martyrs and the Holy Spirit. And there is white, which is the color for feast days, not of a martyr. There's also black, which is allowed to be used under certain circumstances. It was once very common, which was a color of mourning. There are no blue vestments. There are no orange vestments. There are no clown vestments. Those are essentially the meanings of the vestments. It says what today's feast is about. Is it ordinary time in which we're just saying Mass and studying the succession of readings? Or is this the feast of a martyr, a feast of a saint, not a martyr, and so on? That's what they mean. Now, as for the specific symbols that are worked onto vestments, as I said, that would be a doctorate. Very interestingly, though, the original vestments used at Mass were taken from the overcoat of ancient Romans. And it was a conical thing. It was kind of a poncho that went down on all sides to the mid-calf or knee or around there. And it was called the little house, the casula. And that's where the word chasuble comes from. In the East, they cut out the front so that the priest could move his arms. In the West, we cut out the sides so the priest could move his arms. When these vestments became more elaborate and heavier, it was impossible to lift your arms under these things. They're very cumbersome. They're called conical vestments. You want to see examples of conical vestments? You can look on the web for conical, as in cone, C-O-N-I-C-A-L, not comical, conical. I have said Mass in conical vestments, and it is rough to use them. But I actually have a picture of an ancient Roman soldier or a provincial official sitting down. His wife is standing behind him, and he is wearing what we would think was a chasuble, a conical chasuble. And the symbolism was of the ancient Roman overcoat at Mass that the celebrant wore was love covers everything. That was the idea. So that's one of the symbolisms in the vestment.
You can join me and listen on the Relevant Radio app to Father Simon Says live each weekday at 1 o'clock Central. And thanks for listening.